Murphy?
Here.
Beppo?
Here.
Perry?
Here.
Ping?
Yes.
Robbins?
Here.
Stuber?
Here.
All right.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we welcome you to remain standing if you so choose while we pray. Lord, it's election night, and yet we are still here doing the business of the village of Tolono. Father, I thank you and we thank you that tomorrow things will be business as usual. We thank you, Lord, for peace to reign in this community, peace to reign in our land, and Father, for wisdom, no matter who is in offices, for wisdom, your wisdom, to guide them for the betterment of this community, the betterment of this state, the betterment of this nation. We thank you for that. We trust you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right. Any public comments? Do I have any?
No.
Did you want to say anything?
Okay.
All right. Engineering report, since we got engineering here.
All right. Well, so the first thing on the THM sampling, we did get results back. It looked really good. So we'll be proceeding on to continue taking samples, I think, for the next year or so, just to confirm that all that is good. So flushing is doing its job, and we're keeping those results down. We have on here the water and sewer project plans. So those are submitted. Those are under review by IEPA. So one of the agenda items on here tonight is to talk about preliminary design engineering for the wastewater side of things. And I'll have a handout here for you in a minute. Item number two on here is the RRA and ERP for the water system. So I'm going to get you a proposal for those two probably in later this month or in December. The RRA is due June 30th, so we have some time there. The ERP is due December 31st next year. So we've got some time on those. So what I had put before you guys is an agreement to start with engineering on the wastewater system. And so I've got handouts that might help explain some things better. Go ahead and do those down. I think I gave enough copies. Let me know if I missed.
There's two extras.
Right.
Here's one extra.
I got the copy, we're going full bore, so I got plenty of copies. Anybody else want to? So the agreement that I sent to you all was to get started on the preliminary design engineering, and so that's for the wastewater treatment plant upgrades and a couple of the lift stations. So the big yellow box on here are design tasks that we'll wait on later. You know, we won't start those quite yet. They're smaller efforts, so they don't take as much time. For the wastewater plant, just as a reminder, you know, we're increasing capacity up to 0.5 MGD and the peak flow up to 1.7. The whole idea is to build an oxidation ditch, get you a more modern treatment plant that can do nutrient removal and can actually handle the capacity and the flows that are coming to the plant now, as well as be expanded to handle the next 20, 30 years of growth in the village. So the two lift stations, they're pretty significant redos. They're can type lift stations. So we'll put in submersible pump lift stations. That'll serve you a lot better. Nobody has to go down and maintain those pumps down in the confined space area. And so those will take a little bit of effort to think through how we're going to lay that out on the sites that we have. They're pretty small sites. The second page on here just highlights the schedule for the upgrades. So there is The green tasks are, we're right now in the process of the loan, the SRF loan process. So that got kicked off by submitting the project plan to IEPA and the funding nomination form. Some of the other things I have to double check on, I know we sent in all the environmental clearance letters, so there's an environmental checklist that if we didn't get it signed by you, I need to make sure it gets signed by the village and we submit the environmental checklist in. And then in the coming, probably in the next either November or December, I'll be bringing in front of you a debt authorizing ordinance, or at least a draft copy for you guys to fill in and get ready to go to pass. The whole process for the loan works by getting facility plan approval by March 31st of each year. So I think we're in good shape to be able to do that. There aren't any big hiccups, with the one caveat that IEPA has very limited staff to review these things, so sometimes we get into a hiccup there. But on the schedule, then the preliminary design, so what we'd like to get started on, because it takes a bit of time, are the topographic survey, geotechnical investigation, and the preliminary design and drawings. And that would take us from about December through April in order to make sure that we're not missing anything as far as scope, as far as large unaccounted for items, and make sure we get that accounted for. Then I'd be coming back to you in that March-April time frame to do the final design contract. And the goal would be to try to finish up design by August. So with facility plan approval in March, you get on the intended use plan, and that starts July 1st. And then we would get permission, assuming we get all the loan application stuff done, which, again, we have a good amount of time to do that. You'd get permission by July 1st to advertise and then be out to bid. And so you can see on here, I put bidding would take, you know, August to about the end of the year. By the time you go out to bid, and you get the bid certification, that goes back to IEPA, and then they've got to give you the loan agreement, and then construction could start, you know, as soon as December of 21. And so that probably about 18 months or so of construction. You know, it's a pretty tight site, so we got to keep the treatment plant in operation while we're building the new one. So we're going to give about 18 months to get that done. So that gets you done, you know, near the end of 2023, and then you get into the next year for the first year, 2024, for the first loan payment. So just a reminder, you guys qualify for 15% loan forgiveness. There's no guarantee in IEPA on that, but you know, assuming you score well, not the money's not all exhausted, you know, we're looking forward to being able to get that. So I put some of the drawings of the other stuff on the back. I wasn't going to go over them, but again, questions are there on the back of the back here. So. But that's what I had. So the agreement in front of you is to do preliminary design. There's two other parts and pieces to this. I should say that's the preliminary design for the wastewater, preliminary design for the lift stations, and then there's the loan administration. Now, the loan administration is getting started on the application and all that stuff, but it carries all the way through the end. It includes the loan disbursements at the end, you know, throughout the end of the project, all the way into the end of 2023. So that's all I was going to mention on this, and be happy to answer any questions.
Questions? This is something that if we decide, I mean, we're at the decision point. If we decide not to do this, we need to decide that within this meeting or the next meeting for sure. And because we're committing to a lot if we do decide to go forward with it. We've also talked, I mean, I think entertaining selling the plants off the table. I think that's pretty much what we've all decided. So we're going to have to do something. So really look through this. These are in your board packets. It's the preliminary design plan. It's a lot of money, which we knew it was going to be a lot of money. We haven't heard anything at all about the grant that we put in for. Nothing. As far as I know, nobody's been awarded any.
No, nobody's been awarded. They're looking towards the end of the year
so,
to make
those awards. So, I mean, we're going to have to go forward without that. And if we get it, great. But if we don't, we don't.
And certainly on your timeline, like say we get into the July time frame, you're getting ready to go out to bid, you know what the pricing is, you get the grant at the 11th hour, you know, there's no reason why you can't just reduce the loan amount you get from Illinois EPA.
Yeah.
So they're used to those kind of multiple funding sources.
Which they'd be happy, because that's less that they have to refund too. Right. So, all right, well, that's just things to think about. Moving forward, because we're going to have to start signing things here soon. Which,
yeah, that's the other thing I should bring to you probably in the next couple board meetings is the resolution with the granting authority to sign loan documents.
Okay.
So it's just a simple.
I also did not get that change order, how much that was.
The change order.
I couldn't find that email anywhere, so.
Jay's bringing it.
Oh, Jay's bringing it? Okay, never mind.
Okay.
Never mind. So. Okay. We knew it was going to be around there, so.
Yeah.
Perfect. Any other questions? We got engineers here. Any questions for the engineers on anything that we got them here? We don't always have them.
That preliminary engineering estimate is in the board packet as well. So I think I sent it out last week as well, and then Brandy put it in.
It's the very last thing on the in the action items. So something to look over in all of your free time. Cool.
So right. the fees in here are just the design work.
Right. So it's the preliminary design.
Like I said, that's a lot of money.
Yeah. So the overall project is $12.5 million. And so that's the wastewater plant. There are two lift stations that are completely rebuilt. There's the south side sanitary sewer, and then there's a couple lift stations that are just being kind of upgraded with newer pumps or parts and pieces. So.
Okay. So. How much more are we thinking for final design if we're.
So you're going to be in that $300,000-$400,000 range. In March, April, you know, to go from final design from April to August. So roughly that, I know it's a wide margin, but I'll prepare a better scope, you know, once we get through the preliminary design. And that's kind of the goal, so that I don't give you a big design fee that we may not actually need. Once we get
sure.
going on it, then we can be a little bit smarter as we get the final design done.
And something we've never really ventured out, and you can close your ears on this. We've stuck with the same engineers. We've never put this out to any other engineering to have a look at it. It's just because we started with you guys, and you guys have carried us through the studies and stuff where we're at. So, this is something else to think about while you're thinking about everything else in the board packet.
Yes.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
I have missed a couple of the meetings about talking about the project. Okay, $12.5 million. What has the board talked about how you're paying for it besides just loans?
We have.
I guess bottom line is as a
how much is it going to cost
how
you?
How much are you raising, me?
Exactly. We've done. This is what we use the engineers for too. We did a rate study. This is what we need to pay for this. And through the loans and everything, we're doing the IEPA loans, which are stretched out for 20 years.
20 years.
So we stretched that $12.5 million out for 20 years. We've also got we did a rate study on what we need to raise rates to. And there's several different formulas that we can use in that rate study. I think we gave you that to look at, but I'm not sure. But we still have it. If you want to look at it, next time you're in the office, you're welcome to flip through all of that. It's actually on our website, too. You go to the Tolono website under Water and Sewer. All of those rate studies are on there. It's got the different plans.
Doing exactly what I just did.
It's got the different plans and all of that on there. I mean, ultimate world, we get the $5 million grant we put in for it, and we get that loan repayment. through the IEPA, and then we've cut the project in half. But that's, we're not counting on it. That's, that would be great if that all came into play.
So the, so the quick math, 12.5 million without interest over 20 years is $625,000 a year. And then divided out over 12 months is $52,000 a month that we would be paying without interest.
Yeah.
And without any loan forgiveness.
Yeah, I was going to say, forget about the loan forgiveness, but you're right, you can't guarantee that. So,
right.
Yeah,
what is the interest on that?
Since you're a disadvantaged community, you'll pay right now the market, the IPA rate is 1.35%. The disadvantage rate is 1.01%. So
okay.
About 1%.
About 1%.
Yeah. And that changes every fiscal year, so.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're talking a lot of money. A lot. But we got to do it because everybody wants to flush their toilets. So.
And if we want to grow it all.
Well,
right now we're at
the
capacity,
village so. Would have been more interested when you had that visit out there. I think I was the only one that went.
You did. Oh, you're a trooper on that too, because it was cold.
It was very cold.
I'm not saying you should have another one at a warmer time, because I still don't think anybody would come. But I don't know anything about a sewer plant, but that's the most antiquated thing I have ever seen.
And the nice thing about that is that's still online. People can actually go back and watch that video of our tour of the sewer plant where we're chopping the snow and all the board members that went through, except the one board member that tried to do it in high heels. So.
Jared.
Jared. It was cold. It was very cold. So, but no, you are correct. And that video is on there, and it would be great if people would go look at it. And I mean, it looks...
Unfortunately, they'll come and complain. I know that, but I was out there, and not knowing a thing about a sewer plant, that was, we've got to do something.
You're correct. We do. We do. So, any other questions? Terrence? You're thinking, I can...
I'm thinking.
I am, but
I don't have any questions right
back.
Now.
We can keep him here. We can go.
No,
back,
I don't have any.
No,
I don't have any questions for him tonight.
Matthew.
I don't know if there's really much to talk about the fiber optic internet.
They will do a fine to answer the questions. They will do a franchise agreement. The words weren't coming to me. They'll do a franchise agreement, and I'm looking at you for help. and they, because I said, could you do something similar to what MediaCom has? And they're like, heck yeah, we will. We also talked about a deal to work out with them to get internet to here in the village hall, and we're going to give them a space. Which that's the email I forwarded to you on what they needed, and they were going to come to town eventually, to go with you to go through the lines and the maps again, and kind of liaison with you a little bit, and then look at a space here and look at a space at the village hall. I'd rather have them at the village hall, but I didn't know if they need backup power, and they would have backup power here.
Well, that apparently, that doesn't run everything here.
Correct.
So
you're correct.
That's not big enough to run probably what they're wanting.
I don't think that's going to take, I mean, I look at you two IT people, I don't know if that, it's just a hub, so I don't think it would take a ton of,
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't think it would take a ton of electricity.
I'd assume it'd have some UPS backup on it too.
Yeah.
So,
but I would rather have it at the village hall because there's a ton more room at the village hall. So, and Justin loves us taking up his garage space and whatnot. But go ahead. I'm sorry. That's where we're at on that.
Yeah.
I kind of.
I sent them the location for all the stations the other day.
Oh, perfect. Oh, that's another thing they said they would.
Is there any way we can expedite them? Get this in faster?
Well, I'm guessing they're not going to do it in the winter, but I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, they can directionally, I mean, they'll directions drill probably everything.
Because right now with high school online learning, it's terrible in town. And I don't care what media you're on.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
We can, I mean.
Can you send me the email you sent him?
Yes. Thanks. I just try not to get everybody involved, but I was trying to get some answers and then send it out to everybody. Yes, go ahead. Sorry, we keep interrupting you.
The sidewalk replacement quotes, I finally got the three quotes on that. We had WIC concrete that came in at $25,947.50. Deuce concrete, or Deuce construction came in at $31,992. And then Bob Brown, he came in, depending on if he has to use insulated blankets or not. If he does, that's $10.75 a square foot, so his price would be $16,125. So then I also looked at my budget. I had $47,000 my original budget for repairs to streets and locks. I think I've spent $11,000 as of 9/20/20. If I use $13,250 for mud jacking, and I'm going to use the $16,000 for sidewalk replacement and the 50 tons of salt at $47.17, that's $2,360. That would leave me $4,390. That would be rock, that would be asphalt for hole patching this winter. So it's feasible we can do this. The other thing we can do if we go over on this, so if we're not doing the water main project, we could do a resolution to move some money around out of that $220,000 we have for the water main project. It'd kind of be nice to get the sidewalks squared away. There shouldn't be much next year, sidewalk wise.
What did what did we do last year on sidewalks? How much did we spend? Nothing. That's what I thought. I think this is a good idea because since we did nothing last year, so this is essentially 2 years worth of sidewalks. Repair and replacement and mud jacking and
like I said, you know, I've still got just over $4,000 in there to get me through.
So you were waiting on a quote from somebody for sidewalks or for mud jacking?
Mud jacking.
No, you were waiting on...
We were waiting on sidewalk quotes.
Sidewalk quotes.
Yeah.
Right?
So, yeah, we approved the mud jacking last meeting, and then this meeting we were waiting on a couple more quotes to come in for concrete stuff, which I'm glad we did because Bob's came in, and he's quite a bit lower.
Yeah. Well, so. I need him. I talked to him on the phone and said, hey, would you be interested in looking at this? I said, yeah. So, I mean, he got this back to me within a week and a half. So.
Yeah, and I mean, he's... quite a bit lower, which will be nice.
Yep. And he's done some work for us here in town.
Yeah.
It's all turned out really well.
Really happy with his work.
Because the one that I have from Bob Brown is $30,750 for sidewalks. One's for $14,000 and the other one's for $16,000.
One's with the blankets, right?
Well, it says around 1,500 of locks on list to replace.
Yeah, the minutes do
that's
not
the
say that
calculated.
We
yes.
approved it.
So we got about 1,500 square feet of locks.
Didn't we approve that?
We waited.
So
right, on this quote.
Because Matt was supposed to amend the replacement quotes amended to just sidewalks that have been taken out for tree removal.
So the $30,750 is for what?
I thought we still approved the mud jacket.
That's either or. That's not.
No, we didn't have the money.
Okay.
I thought we approved mud jacking though only.
If you read up here on top, replace sidewalks.
2020.
Or 1075 if blankets are required. So if
okay, so
cover,
this isn't supposed to be added up then. Okay.
Correct.
Gotcha.
It's either or.
And I don't think we approved mud jacking. We were waiting.
You might be completely correct.
Because you gave us some quotes and you're like, I'm still waiting to hear back from.
On the sidewalk replacement. We did because we came back to it later in the meeting and we went ahead and approved.
Terrence, the way Terrence remembers it, and I think he's
completely
correct.
I'm just looking in the minutes.
Is you were going to get a cost.
Hold on.
Okay, go ahead.
She put it under old business. Motion by Robbins to accept the mud jacking proposal from Jacka Slab, not to exceed $13,250. So the mud jacking did pass. So you have, so that $13,250 is in this number that you have already given us, right? That you, the numbers you were going from your budget.
Yes.
Okay.
But I think you're correct too, is we're going to send it back out to just replace the sidewalks that are torn out, which this is not that. This is the whole entire thing, which I like this. This came in perfect and it all fits in there.
Yeah.
And I mean, it does run us a little low for winter, like if you need rocks and stuff, but if we have to pass a resolution to move some money, we can do that.
Right.
And when it, if it runs out, so. Yeah. So I think we all remembered it. That's why I have a good note taker.
Matt, I missed a number in your budget discussion. So you said 47 minus 11,000.
Yeah, that's
minus the 13,250.
Yep. So that was the mud jacking.
Yep.
This is the current, the sidewalk. If I use Bob's number, 16,125. So
mm-hmm.
I went 16,000.
Mm-hmm.
So that leaves me 6,750.
Yep.
And then salt.
Okay. That was the number I was missing.
Yes.
Okay.
So.
All right.
And like I said, that salt price came back about half. What we had last year.
Okay.
So we're getting twice the amount of salt for same money.
Okay.
So.
I just need a motion to...
I make a motion to accept Bob Brown Construction for sidewalk replacement for the amount of $14,625. I think we can work around not having to use blankets. But I think we could wait, you know, you could do it now, and if it gets too cold, we can wait till it gets warm. I don't know what everybody else thinks, but... I mean, I can make it 16,125.
Why don't we make it up to?
Okay.
And then that way, maybe you won't need blankets on all of them, and maybe
possibly, right.
That'll give them like a little.
Like, if it's like this week, it's, yeah, won't need it. So.
Can he start tomorrow?
Maybe.
Maybe not.
I'll second.
Okay, we'll call.
Buffo?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Ping?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stewart.
Are you sure you can do with only the $4,000?
We'll find out.
Yes.
I'll do my best. So we've approved the 16,125.
Yes, up to, yeah. Hopefully you can get it done a little cheaper.
I think you should be all right. We've got a lot of roads repaired now, and so you should be pretty minimal. The spring, I would
right.
think.
Well, I mean, we'll have, there's always some holes pop up in the winter, so I've been buying that one, you know, the hot box one at a time, so, you know, you're talking a couple tons at a time. That way we don't have it sent out to the dump. Just, it's fresher. They make it one day a week up there, so it's easier to work with. The other item for discussion, adding water main project to IEPA loan. And like I said, if we do that, that's going to push everything back even further on our Reynolds Broadway Street project. Even if we bid this January, which would not put us in the EPA loan. And the earlier bid them, the better price you get usually.
sometimes in the wintertime, you know, people are looking for them.
So,
you know, it all just depends.
And if you bid this in June or July, I don't know. I mean, people, they usually have their work for the year.
How much was the other water project?
We pushed this off 2 years already. So, I would rather see this go sooner than later. That's my opinion. Even if we bid it in January, didn't start until March or April construction, that would still push our money back into next fiscal year. So we're not
How much are we talking on this project, do you think? Just
It was engineer estimate was around 220. And that's what we had in the budget for that project.
So if we did the loan, we would get back, if we got the money back, about $33,000 would be knocked off that project. Ish.
And all we'd have to do is, if you went that route, I would try to quickly, you know, in November here, revise the project plan while they're still in the approval phase. So that's been done before multiple times. They're used to it. So we can amend that if we need to.
So what if we did that, amended that, threw that into that project plan, went ahead and went out for bids and everything before it was even approved? And because we're not going to do the project for, what, a year? Around there, even if we did bids on the time frame that we're on, it should be approved and everything.
Illinois EPA SRF loan program won't let you go out to bid until they give you permission.
Of course.
So you will. I'll be getting emails and letters all throughout that say, "We're at this part of the process. Remember, you can't go out to bid." They always warn you about that because they might.
So don't do it.
But if you wait until July 1st, you don't want to wait. So, but if you wait until July 1st, you got the loan agreement, you go ahead and bid it, or you wait until September, October. You know, and maybe get better pricing as contractors are wrapping up their work for them.
Are we going to save $33,000?
I don't know. Yeah. So I think the spread, as I recall from the other bids, was pretty decent. You know, so.
Well, I mean, we had Bob Brown that came in like dirt cheap too,
right.
So. But he might be tired of giving us the same bid over and over and over again and us keep putting us off. So, all right, that's all I have to discuss on it. So, it's up to you guys. Thoughts?
Water rates are too low. we got to keep talking about raising them if we're going to keep doing all these projects.
Yeah.
This should not be coming out of general funds.
I agree.
And like I said, we pushed this project off 2 years. We've had multiple breaks on these lines since then. So, you know, it's not a good situation. I mean, we're band-aiding this thing back all the time. So,
when do we have to have a decision made by to get it out for bids?
So there's one other approach is we work on amending it into the facility plan because that doesn't harm you at all. You can decide to not include it in the loan at any point. So I can just start working on that, getting it included, because that's just some paperwork that needs to happen between me and IDPA. Then you could go out to bid in January and see if you get a good price, if you get that low price that you're hoping for, and then just decide to do it. Or if the pricing is, for whatever reason, you know, economic conditions are changed and it's too high, then maybe you wait for the loan then.
I actually like that.
Yeah.
As long as it doesn't mess us up on the loan for going out to bid.
No, all it does is you will have to rebid it. So it just has, the contractor's numbers are out there and you'll say, hey, it's too expensive. We're rejecting all the bids and we're going to put it on the loan. And
okay.
It's already
like
included
that.
In the loan. I'll have it in the debt authorizing ordinance when we do that loan for the water projects. So
I like that. Is Everybody okay with that?
No, with that.
Ping? Do we have to make a motion for that? Or can we just have you do that? Add that in the project?
Yeah, that's not involved for me.
Okay. Cool. Carry on then. Sounds like a plan. All right, anything else?
And we already had it kind of on the schedule to plan to rebid in January.
Okay.
So it's already on the schedule.
Perfect.
And I don't know if that have to be, does that have to be resubmitted to IPA?
No, I'll have to double check how old the park permit is. I think it's 3 years for the park permit, so if we're still
getting close.
Yeah. But we'll just get a supplemental permit if we need to, or extension of the permit.
The only other thing was another full-time employee. Keep that popping up.
Do we, have we gotten any applications? I know we got one.
Right.
Is that, we're still at one?
We've never put anything out.
It's on our webpage, isn't it?
No, because Ryan and we're supposed to write up a new
The job description.
Job description.
And
okay.
Matt has it to me.
So okay.
I don't think I've had time to look at it yet, but I will.
Okay.
Soon.
Sounds
perfect.
The only other thing I have is if you go to new business, if you want to wait on that, that's fine. For that asbestos report.
We can do it now. Go for it. That's in the action items. Don't we have the bid on that?
Yes.
We need this to for the demolition?
Yes.
We can't get around it this time with unsafe property. Or unsafe for people inside. Kind of like we did on.
Yeah.
We just got a certified letter saying that was
unsafe to go in.
It couldn't be inspected because it wasn't safe enough to go inside.
Are they safe enough to go inside?
Oh, I wouldn't go inside that time.
I wouldn't go
in
here.
I don't know properties. I don't know. I mean.
Oh, you don't know what properties these are?
Well, I do, but I don't. You know, you want me to get a price on it. So
yeah, exactly. I didn't know if you peeked at them or. I know we mowed it once, didn't we?
Several times.
Yeah. I didn't know if you guys peeked in the windows to see if it was unsafe or anything.
I wouldn't get that close to that building.
I know. It's
kind of.
Can't
see in the windows.
Can't, okay.
Well, if they come down and decide, no, it's not safe, will they take care of all that? Certifying that for us? Bodine?
I don't know. I don't, well, that one was probably in worse condition, I would say, than these buildings up here. And we went in there and got, I think you still have to certify that the what kind of asbestos you have. Then that's a heck of a lot cheaper to tear it down with the contingency there is asbestos in them and have to tear it down that way and go to special landfill and all that. So
if you want to go forward with it, we need a motion on that.
Is the property officially ours now?
Well, we officially have the judgment for demolition that
we
have.
We were just
okay.
Waiting on one more court thing, but I think that's done.
We weren't waiting on that.
We weren't waiting on that, okay.
Yeah, I think the way to look at it is we've got a right to go on the property and do what it takes to do something. After you get done doing whatever it is you're going to do, then you have the right to file a lien against the property and then foreclose on it. So while we have control, we don't own the property.
I guess I don't really know how long these take off of this quote, so I don't know what to put for a
1,197 or 5 days.
Oh, okay, I see that now, sorry. make a motion to, not to exceed the asbestos inspection proposal for $1,970.
Second.
Buffo?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Payne?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
All right, we also have the discussion approval of an on-call public works employee. We've had a couple, I mean, I think this is on here due to the fact we had them over the weekend. I think Brandy got called over someone had their spigot broke. Is that correct?
That was an overnight thing.
Overnight, and then we had to call someone in. Normally, we can get a hold of somebody. I mean, we got Woody in town. Matt's usually, I mean, you guys are good at answering your phones. But we talked about maybe having an actual on-call person. So this month, Matt's on call. And next month, Woody's on call a week, this week, and that week. And so we have it on here to kind of discuss. So that way, we have a dedicated person to call. And then we also talked about having a dedicated maintenance line. Like during the day, 8 to 5, it rings in the office, like the police line used to back in the day, where it rang in the village office, and the maintenance line would ring there. After 5 o'clock, that line would be forwarded to whoever's on call, or Ryan suggested a phone tree, where it would just start down, instead of having someone technically on call, it just start down a phone tree, where maybe it hit Matt first. If Matt didn't answer, it'd go to Woody. If Woody didn't answer, it'd go to Ryan. Ryan didn't answer, it'd go to me. I mean, I could shut a water off, but get much beyond that, I'd be, I'd be done.
The only thing is finding, knowing where.
Exactly.
That's the biggest.
Yeah. Thing. I mean, I could do some of the simple things. If there's a pit right there, I'm good to go. But if it's one of the curb shutoffs or in their house, I would be a little challenging.
Right.
So. Thoughts. I mean, that's kind of why it's on here. We're looking for thoughts about it.
Whenever Brandy got the call, she called me. I came.
Yeah, it worked. No, it worked perfect. No. Perfect. It worked perfect the way it was.
I don't see a need to change that.
I think what I'm trying to get away from is.
But the thing is, if somebody doesn't know one of us that work here and know our personal numbers.
Right.
That's why I want a dedicated number that they call. Like, after hours, call this number, and it does something.
Right.
I don't want it to go straight to you every single time, but I like Ryan's idea of a phone tree, or we have a dedicated number that it goes to,
that would be ideal. I don't think we need to really have a certain person on call. You got to stay in town.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, so.
But then again, there's me and Mike.
Correct.
And you get past that, I mean.
And if it's simple, one of us could do it, but a lot of times it's not simple, so.
Especially whenever, and we had this a lot when we were reading meters, when you have snow or leaves on the ground, you have no idea where they're at.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't find them. Well, with the knowledge of when we changed all those meters, we have the maintenance crew has a pretty good idea on where that stuff's at. And the one applicant that we do have, he was there for probably 90% of the meter changeouts as well.
So. Well, Donahue's got them all GPS'd. Yeah.
You don't want me trying to find them either.
No. I know, I agree. No, I agree with what you're saying. I agree. But
did we ever actually get diamond maps?
I don't think we paid for it. We were waiting for you guys to get all the stuff entered into it, and then we were going to buy it.
Yeah.
There's no need for us to really buy it now because we're kind of using their version of it until they get everything imported into it. So that's kind of why we kept putting it off. So do you know where you guys are at on that?
I don't. I'm probably not.
Okay. Because they GPS'd all of it during the summer and where the lines are at and all that good stuff.
Yeah, it's probably one of those where since we didn't have any urgent need, you know, Jay probably been doing it as kind of filler work as stuff.
Right.
So, all right, so kind of.
Is that something maybe we need to talk about in an executive session?
We can.
Real quick. Yeah.
There's another thing we have to talk about in the executive session, too, so.
Okay.
So we can try to get through the rest of this real quick and then go to executive sessions. I know everybody's dying to look at the election results.
Not really.
So we're good. We're good with all your stuff, right? We need a job description approved. All right.
Nice try.
Nice try. I mean, all right. Police department, I sent out the draft thing to the board members just now. So that's kind of a. Well, it's just. He just asked, does this look like what we need? So it's very, very draft.
Yeah, I mean, I can, if it's we need drafty. To do.
I sent it to you too, Mark, so you can look at it.
Some more different locations or whatever, you know, just let me know. We can.
I gave you the one suggestion.
Yeah, I mean, we've just been crazy busy.
I get it.
We haven't had a chance to run.
Halloween was very busy for these guys. Luckily, we had two of them on. So.
The weeks preceding that.
Yeah.
It is just, I mean, last month was busy for us, and it has kind of started this month on the same foot, but we will try if we need to get more locations.
Perfect.
Whatever. Really about the only thing that I have is Officer Ghana is back in the States. I talked with him and his wife today.
Awesome.
For a while. He is still under orders for a little bit, but he's hoping maybe sometime after Thanksgiving that he will be able to get back here, get back reacclimated, and get back on the streets.
Perfect.
So hopefully here before too long, we'll have more hours and more people on the street.
Awesome.
That's all I've got, but I will take questions.
This is September's report. Is there October's?
Not yet. I have not had a chance to get that done.
Flip through that report, though, and if there's another street that you want to maybe add to it. And if he gets he doesn't have to do all of the streets. We just need a speed study so we can lower the speed. We're kind of looking at some stop sign locations. I mean, if you see an intersection in your travels that you think needs a stop sign or a stop sign adjusted or something along those, make sure you add that into there.
You said you've been busier than normal. Was there, you see like a certain influx in with high school being not?
No, it's mostly what we've been doing with is adults.
Okay.
Some juvenile, but it's adults.
Supposedly adults.
And then as far as like the speed study goes, are we doing anything in front of Casey's, that type of area, or are we just
no.
in side streets?
We're just doing basically in town.
Casey's is Route 45, and it's not technically
so that
ours,
would be
so we can't adjust the speed on that.
Okay.
That's controlled by the state. And, yeah. They've been kind of a pain when we try to do stuff.
Because it was a perfect example. What, 2 weeks ago, there was a bad accident there with some speeders and three or four cars?
Doesn't care unless you have so many accidents.
I think it's 12 accidents a year. Is that right?
Yeah, that I
You have to have 12 know. Accidents a year, which we had that 1 year, but they didn't count some of them because they're too far away from the intersection. Even though they're caused by the intersection because of traffic being backed up, they consider them too far away from the intersection. So.
What about, I mean, I don't, not, this is just a question. Is there a way that we could put one of those things on the side of the road to monitor speeds? Is it like
there's
track speeds where it like shows you like how fast somebody's going?
It shows you how fast people are going, but there's nothing's tracking that on those speed sensors you see around normally.
Some of them may have a counter thing.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Above, but.
Having just attended the Village of Sydney, where we bought the type that sits on a permanently on a post. You can move the sign around town, but it's not on a cart. But we've had it for about a month, and they reported on it last night. It has all kinds of data that it gives you. So
oh, does it? Okay.
So you can opt for whatever you want. I'm trying to remember how much we spent, but it was about $4,000 on this thing.
I thought they were closer to $6,000.
And it. They are averaging 2,000 cars a day.
Huh?
Right, that's a lot. You can leave it on stealth mode, and it'll give you the stats on how fast everybody was going to go through, or you can have it so it flashes up what your speed is. And then you can compare the data to see if flashing speed slows people down or not. And so far, we've only got 1 month of data, but they were all excited. It was a big deal. And it did have a big impact on slowing people down.
Perfect. Yeah. There you go.
So if we wanted to put one out in front of, would we have to purchase that as
yes.
far as the, or is it, would
yeah,
that be
she's going to she's gonna call Maggie over there and find out.
Maggie knows all.
Find out how much they paid for them.
Put a fake camera on it, too. That
cannot put good. Fake cameras. Walmart got a huge
well, then put a real one. Just don't use any tape.
Yeah, fake cameras are not good.
No, Your Honor, it is a real camera.
Yeah. Okay, anything else for the Chief Voice here? Cool.
I mean, just as far as the locations that we have on for the speed study, we try to get where we had a fairly decent long stretch where we could, you know, and the problem that I have now, mostly with the school and the work and the COVID, is the traffic during the day. I mean, it's still there, but it's not quite normally to be like, okay, I can sit here at this time. And I mean, there still is some traffic going. We do have some numbers, but, and for a majority of that, I was by myself. So I was, now that John's out there, we did get some more numbers, but.
Looking at what you got, I think you got enough. Cause
I think so,
I don't
too.
Think anything matters. You're going to change the speed no matter what. It's the way
yeah.
you talk about it every time. If we just
yeah.
can do this, we can change it.
Well,
so
and we already have the ordinance,
don't
too.
Spend any more time on it. Just
yeah.
call this good and do it.
Yeah.
I agree.
I think the mayor and I were talking about it. I'm going to kind of look at the data, talk to the mayor a little bit, and there may be some additional stuff that we can put in that doesn't involve the speed data, but it just looks at the size of our lots, the number of our sidewalks, number of pedestrians using the streets, some data like that that we can fill in, and then you can look at that report, and then if you feel that that report justifies a change in the speed limit, then you can do it.
Cool. All right. Any other questions for Chief?
Thank you.
Thanks. All right, bills.
Oh, I do want to say I did enjoy seeing that our police officer on Halloween went around passing out candy to the kids. And there's a, so I did appreciate seeing at our local.
And I have to give credit to Deputy Chief John Brown. He purchased the candy. Then we kind of split off and went to different parts and did that. I don't think he put in for reimbursement.
She just went to the main office and swiped it from the main office. They have candy in there.
Before we actually pay the bills, when we set the budget, we had set the amount, the budget for IT needs.
Mm-hmm.
Do we see any reason for all of that stuff to come back here to be voted on? Or can Brian just go ahead and start getting the things?
For the most part, Matt, if it's like it's small things, he doesn't come for. I mean, when we're talking like $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, he comes to the board. But we've pretty much given him. He doesn't call us to come order salt. You're gonna order your salt.
Well, that's somewhat different.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
And the rocks and.
You gotta do that so early.
Yeah. Right.
Do you want to put a price limit on it?
I'm sorry.
You want to put a price limit on it? You can spend.
We already did.
No, he put a price
in the budget.
On, he has to come
individual
to
items. So,
I think that is something we could consider. My concern is making sure that we get the office stuff, the office licenses and things like that that we need to take care of. Get
those things. Those are recurring expenses. Those,
yeah.
Right. Exactly.
But those have all been approved, I think, haven't they? Didn't we already vote on?
On the budget, and he had brought us all of the quotes and things, and actually some of those prices have gone down. Some prices went down on some things, and some prices went up, based on who the state contract is with
okay.
now.
But all in all, it still falls within our budget constraints for IT stuff. So
I don't know, yeah, why licenses and yeah, stuff like that don't need to come back to us. If it's equipment, some breaks, hey, you want it fixed or do you want it replaced? That's,
I agree.
It's under, what, $500, fine, do it, but.
Well, what I also like is Brian has the ability to find things cheaper. He knows what he has in his budget that he has to buy. He has to buy a computer for in here so he can search it. He has
He's actually using.
Yeah, so he, yeah, I agree.
Okay.
I don't think you should have to come. It's in the budget.
Perfect.
It's been voted on.
All right.
All right. Bills.
Motion to pay bills as presented.
Second.
Call.
Buffo?
Yes.
Harry?
Yes.
King?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stewart?
Yes.
I didn't see any sewer extensions. Okay. Double check in. Regular session minutes, October 20th, 2020.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
No, you have to roll.
Oh, never. We have to roll call because Vicky's not here.
Buffo?
Yes.
Harry?
Yes.
King?
Abstain.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Executive session minutes for October 2020.
Approve.
Second.
Roll call.
Buffo?
I'm sorry, is this for the motion?
Executive session minutes for October 2020.
Okay, yeah, I thought so. I'll abstain.
Harry?
Yes.
King?
Abstain.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
All right. You can skip old business ones for now. This one I'd like to go to executive session for.
Which one?
The hiring of a building official.
Okay.
All right, what are we missing here? We approved the assessments, the tax levy. We need to do ordinance 2020-024. The tax levy should be in your budget, or in your packet.
Can we just not? Just kidding.
I'll make a motion to approve ordinance 2020-024, 2020-21 tax levy.
Need a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Buffo?
Yes.
Harry?
Yes.
King?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
All right, approval of ordinance 2020-025, disposal of surplus property, disposition.
There you go.
Disposition.
What's the surplus property?
Can you refresh me on this one?
Water meters?
Probably the
wagon, yeah,
water meters, a snow plow, an old salt spreader.
Yeah, there's meters and snowplow.
Oh, for us to sell them?
Spreader.
Yeah,
get rid of them.
Okay. I make a motion for ordinance 2020-025.
We got a second. Roll call.
Buffo.
Yes.
Perry.
Yes.
King.
Yes.
Robbins.
Yes.
Stuber.
Yes.
All right. I think that is everything on our amendment. Anything else? Anything for the good of the order before we go to executive session? All right, and motion to go to executive session.
Hold on one second. Hold on. Motion to enter into executive session for the limited purposes of discussing the hiring, performance, compensation, and/or employment of one or more village employees. 5 ILCS. You gotta wait till I give that part, Vicky.
What if you did 6 ILCS?
5 ILCS 120. 2C1. Okay, now you can second.
Buffo?
Yes.
Harry?
Yes.
King?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.